This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Money Matters is brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. The ethanol industry is eyeing a 2025 clean fuel tax credit for sustainable aviation fuel. We'll have more right after this.
There are three big reasons growers choose crop hail insurance from Farm Credit Services of America. One, they trust our expertise to deliver the right coverage. Two, we work with several companies so they'll get the right product. And three, should their crops ever get hail, they'll get the right service. Get the crop hail coverage that's right for you. Call Farm Credit Services of America and see for yourself. 1-800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
The ethanol industry is keeping a close eye on the pending Treasury Department Clean Fuel Tax Credit, a key for sustainable aviation fuel, after a just-finished credit quickly expires. Renewable Fuels Association's Troy Breedenkamp said the now final 45B tax credit for biofuel-based sustainable aviation fuel, or SAF, was late in coming and will soon run out.
The tax credit expires December 31st, and there's just not the production that is ready to utilize that tax credit yet.
The RFA is now focused on the next version of an SAF credit, the Clean Fuel Tax Credit.
We're going to make sure that it's using the best science under the Argonne-GREET model. They will probably modify that to include some other things, and they'll call it a 45Z GREET model. But at the end of the day, it has to make sure that row crop biofuels like corn ethanol have a role to play in that clean fuel production area.
Breedenkamp said the RFA is working on a carbon intensity credit trading system that gives farmers extra income from selling credits to ethanol producers and removes the problem of segregating grain.
That farmer's going to have this certificate showing those carbon intensity attributes through the Climate Smart Ag practices that he employed. And then that's going to be something that can be tradable and marketable to those who are looking for those carbon intensity reductions, like our ethanol plants.
Breedenkamp said it's a tall order for SAF to reach the administration's goal of 36 billion gallons by 2050, but he feels the ethanol industry can make a dent and a huge contribution to the airline fleet. For Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.